With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Let me take you down memory lane. Because sometimes when you look at the gaming industry and you're just thinking, wow, it's one of the most profitable art forms that we've seen in quite some time, especially currently. Film, sports, none of it is messing with gaming as far as revenue. So sometimes I think about it, wow, how did it get to this point? And ultimately, I already know, but I'm here to tell you.
Shepard.
Nah, I gotta tell you, because at the end of the day, when you look at the state of gaming, safe to say, when we was just a wee little, well, not we, I wasn't even on this earth, but some of y'all who are as old as dirt, you know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn.
All right, my fault, I didn't mean to be disrespectful. But, you know, some of y'all who been on this earth for many moons, saw when in 1983, the video game industry crashed.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
It's safe to say the revenue plunged 97%, ladies and gentlemen, 97%. From $3.2 billion to $100 million.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And guess what? It was because of oversaturation. A lot of people saying the video games back then was super low quality, which if you ever seen with your grandma, grandpa, or, you know, maybe your super old parents was watching, playing on a video game, safe to say, it wasn't the greatest, right? There's a reason why our new games, none of the old games is really being copied in the new age, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was just atrocious, basically. And then this certain character in the video game land came about in Japan in 1983. So, that same year when the revenue went from $3.2 billion to $100 million, the entire gaming industry, mind you, this video game IP out of Japan in 1983 launched successfully. And basically, when it rebranded as far as the NES launch in 1985 as an entertainment system, and, you know, it had certain things like Rob, R-O-B, the actual character, yeah, toys, you know, strict licensing. And then, of course, it had this thing called a seal of quality to avoid what was making the industry fall before our eyes. And then, of course, because of that seal of quality, a certain character came. You may be thinking, what character came, ladies and gentlemen? But first, you know, I want to tell you I covered the entire gaming and music industry. So, you know, as far as my banner, I think it showcases that. As far as the music and gaming IPs that notoriously affect the masses, right? And there's a certain plumber on there called Mario that's front and center along with Fortnite in the middle of my banner. The reason why I say that is because Super Mario Bros. In 1985 basically came out and completely dominated and brought back that not only dominated the industry, but brought back gaming in a way that has been capitalizing on since even to this day. So Mario set the foundation for gaming to blossom into the revenue giant it is today. As when it came out by itself, Mario the Plumber sold 58 million copies, revolutionizing platformers to this day. And it revitalized the gaming industry so much that by the year 1988, the sales came back up to $2.3 billion and it kept climbing ever since then.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So a little, you know, history lesson as far as the savior of gaming. So if you ever hear somebody say, oh, Mario's the savior of the game, savior of gaming, that's why they're saying it. Because back then, gaming was not respected, and Mario was the one to bring it back in the midst, in the good graces of people who was critics of the entertainment form. Because, you know, video games was getting blamed for everything back then. Even is, you know, a little bit today. You know, we have a little bit of GTA to blame for that, but whatever. Without further ado. The reason why we're getting into this is because we're putting respect on Mario's name because a second trailer came out for the upcoming sequel of the Super Mario Bros. Movie that came out 2023. And this one that's coming out this year is titled The Super Mario Galaxy Movie. And the thing about this is, of course, we have a new addition. We have Brie Larson as Rosalia, but the main attraction is, of course, Keegan-Michael Key as... Not Toad. I'm tripping. Where's Yoshi at? Does it not have I guess Yoshi's just all sound effects on, so it probably doesn't have a voice actor. I'm tripping. So yeah, anyways, the main attraction is Yoshi. So that's why you literally see official Yoshi first look. They know what we came here for, and guess what? We're about to get into it right now. So that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the actual Super Mario Galaxy movie second trailer, but official first look for Yoshi.
Here.
Now, where's the troubled pipe?
I don't think, you know, the only thing I will say is they say it's Super Mario Galaxy, right? And they're skipping around a lot. And I don't think Yoshi was introduced to Super Mario Galaxy, but I ain't going to be that person, right? I'm going to let them make the movie the way they want to make it. If they want to skip around and still call it Super Mario Galaxy, then hey, you know, so be it, right? Definitely seems like they're combining a lot of storylines into one movie, and Galaxy may just be the overall plot.
Come on, you're not the scared guy anymore.
Ah! Yes, I am! People don't change!
There's the problem.
Hey. It's all right.
Well, I guess you don't need a voice actor for that. I think I saw the creative directors basically talking about how they wanted to make it very clear that Peach and Mario are just friends. You know, I think over the like course of time, they were trying to ship them or whatever. And then, of course, with this specific franchise, as far as the first movie and this movie, they're really emphasizing how Peach is not a damsel in distress. If you haven't, well, I guess, you know, technically Mario did say Peach. But Peach, you know, she throwing hands more than she did in the original Mario movie. They wanted to start off with empowering Peach as far as showcasing that she can handle herself until Bowser shows up.
Who is this?
Bro, this trailer goes from loud to quiet. Am I the only one that knows that? That's fire.
Who is this?
Yoshi.
Oh, that is a voice actor. Wait, hold up. Now, who the voice actor for Yoshi? Who's? I gotta do some Mickey research right quick. No voice actor has officially been announced for Yoshi. That's what's up. That is what's up.
Come on!
Did all that research for no reason.
Whoa, they do.
No, I'll just play. Anyways, let's get back to it. That's pretty fire right there, though.
Who is this?
Yoshi.
Come on!
So go. Some dinosaur just shows up, and he's now part of the group.
Cool.
Is that Baby Mario? Bro, how many storylines are they mashing into one movie? You know, I believe, especially with Nintendo, I keep saying this, but they could go on a whole Infinity arc run similar to how the MCU did. So as far as like putting a bunch of storylines into one movie, you could easily spread it out to multiple movies and nobody will say anything. They, you know, you can't say, oh, you milking Mario, because what are you going to say? They're milking Dragon Ball, they're milking like MCU. Like at some point, Mario needs his slate of movies too to flesh out his storyline. So, you know, putting all the stories into one movie is interesting because, yeah, they're covering a lot of different Mario arcs and calling it Super Mario Galaxy. That's a little, you know, it's cheating a little bit, but hey, you know.
Woot-dee-doo.
If it gets us faster to Super Mario Bros., then hey, guess what?
Woot-dee-doo.
Well, not Super Mario. If it gets us closer to Super Smash Bros., then
woot-dee-doo. And we beat these folk. Woot-dee-doo. We beat them. We go forward.
Because ultimately, that's what I'm referring to as far as Nintendo having an MCU Infinity War type run. The Super Smash Bros. Run that they could have, which, you know, quiet as kept, is being ruined by the live-action Zelda. Who in the world told them to make Zelda live-action when we have Minecraft, when you have Mario, when you have Sonic? Who else? Why am I blanking on the other people? When you have Pikachu, all of them are animated. I know they say Pikachu's in live action, but he's also animated. They're actually going full-blown human actor for Zelda. Who thought that was a good idea?
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So you're telling me in the Super Smash Bros. Movie, they're just going to have all these animated characters and Zelda's going to have the human actor playing them? I think not. I think they're going to have to recast that or change it for the Super Smash Bros. Movie. Nobody trying to see that. So, anyways, as far as this movie, as you can tell, a lot of people looking forward to it. I mean, this is not even the official account. This is IGN. But as far as the actual, let me see, the Mario trailer. Let me see. Yoshi trailer. Because I know it's going crazy currently. Yeah, so 2.1 million views in one day as far as Nintendo. So they're currently doing phenomenal. And this has 1.2, and this is on the IGN repost of the trailer. So a lot of people looking forward to it. You already know the first movie broke a crazy amount of records. I mean, to the point where the Super Mario's movie shattered the global opening weekend with 377 million in 5 days. The previous record was held by Frozen 2 with 358 million, right? I think Zootopia may have broke that. So I don't know if that's actually accurate. Because Zootopia has recently broke all type of records, but Zootopia just recently came out. So I don't know if they updated it. But before Zootopia 2, Mario was just breaking all type of records left and right. Global box office, Illumination's highest grossing film. And I think they had like the Minions. Yeah, the previous was the Minions with 1.1 billion with a B. Goodness. God, that's crazy. And then Mario currently has a 1.3 billion. So, yeah, Mario's immensely respected. And guess what? It's because he saved gaming. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Super Mario Galaxy movie, official first look of Yoshi? And will you be going to see the film when it initially, when's this come out? Did they give the actual release date? I'm tripping. It says right here. Okay. Click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Super Mario Galaxy movie trailer and official first look of Yoshi? And where you be going to watch? I know you're going to watch it. Come on, that was Mario. Stop that. What do you expect to see, or what do you want to see most in this upcoming Super Mario Galaxy movie when it comes out April 1st in theaters?
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.